Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. Mishnah Tes continues a discussion about the machlokes between Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Eliezer about circumstances where it might be permitted to allow Truma to become Tameh. Our Mishnah deals with the case of a wine press, a gas. So it's important to describe the structure of an ancient wine press. There would be two pools, I guess you'd call them, you know, holes in the ground, usually carved into stone, or perhaps made out of stone and then coated on the inside with limestone, with plaster, in order to make it smooth. And in the upper, right, one is higher up than the other one. In the upper one, called the upper gas, or gas aliona, the upper area is where the grapes are pressed. So they put the grapes in there and they stomp on them and crush them and basically extract the juice, which is called wine even from the beginning in the yayin. That's what the Mishnah calls grape juice even before it ferments. And the extracting the wine, and it from there it runs through a channel or a pipe, usually a channel, into the lower gas. The lower gas is a similar bin, a basin, but it doesn't serve for stomping purposes. It's the collector. And so as you stomp the grapes, the wine is produced. It turns into juice. You get the juice, and the juice runs down into the lower gas where it stays, where it collects. And then you would put the wine, kit the wine from the lower gas and put it into barrels. So our case here is the stomping is over, and you have wine sitting in the lower gas, and nothing in the upper gas. And chavis shenishbra begasa elyona, ve'atachtona tameya. So what happens is there's wine sitting in the lower gas, and that wine is chulin tameim, right? You've taken truma and maestros, but before you can put it into barrels, somebody touched it who was tameh, or a sheretz fell into it. It's tameh. You have tameh wine sitting in the bottom. And the upper gas, which is empty, as you are walking out of the room or out of the area with a barrel of truma tahora, it falls into the upper gas, the barrel cracks open, and you now have truma tahora in the upper gas. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen is that the wine, that this truma wine, this tahor truma wine, is going to run through the channel into the lower gas. And when that happens, everything's going to get ruined. The truma is going to get ruined because it will become tame by coming into contact with the chulin in the lower gas. And the chulin that's in the bottom gas, that could still be eaten. There's nothing wrong with truma tmeya. Chulin tmeyim. Anybody can eat that except for a kohen who's eating truma. And so, but once the truma runs down into there, the chulin's also going to be ruined because the chulin will become meduma, and so it will be meduma tmeya. So it can't be eaten by kohanim or yisraelim, and it's going to be completely useless. So everything's going to get ruined. Now, obviously, number one priority here is to try to protect the truma that just got broken out of the barrel in the upper gas. And priority two is to try to save the chulin to prevent it from becoming meduma and allowing it to still be eaten. So the Mishnah says, Mo de Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, right? There's no disagreement. Shem yochol lahatzil mimena revias betara yatzil. If you are able to save at least a quarter log, this is about 3 ounces. This is the shear that we're very familiar with, this revias, because that's the shear for how much wine you have to drink at making kiddush or Lel HaSeder. So it's about 3 ounces. And if you can save this quarter of a log of truma, bitara, right, without it becoming tamei, then you should do so, even if that means that you lose the rest of the truma and all the chulin. Everybody agrees, right? So what would that mean? It would mean, like, if I know that if I run quickly home, I will be able to get a bucket that is tahor, and I will make it back in time to save at least 3 ounces of this wine. That's what I should do. I should take off immediately, run for home, grab the tahor bucket, run back quickly, and save as much wine as I can. And I'll lose everything else. That's just the way it is. But at least I will have saved some truma b'tahara. That's our number one priority, and everybody agrees that that's what you should do. Okay? V'imlav. But what if that's not possible? What if I know that if I try to run home and get a bucket, I'm going to lose all of it? So I either take action or I don't take action. And my choices are either I catch the truma in a tame vessel, which would mean that I'm making the truma tame, but I save the chulin, or I don't do anything and I let the wine run into the lower gath, even though everything will become ruins now, but actually at least I didn't actively make truma tame. So we have again a machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Teired v'titame v'al yitamenu biyadav. Rabbi Eliezer says, let it go. It should let it all run into the lower gas, even though you know that it's all become tame, but you won't have made it tame. You will have avoided the circumstance where you end up making it tame with your own hands. Now, Rabbi Yoshua is not mentioned in this Mishnah. Rabbi Yoshua is actually, his opinion appears in Mishnah Yud Aleph, but basically we know Rabbi Yoshua disagrees. Rabbi Yoshua says the truma is going to become tame no matter what. And therefore, since the truma is going to become tame no matter what, you are allowed to actively make it tame. It's only getting tame a little bit earlier in order to save the chulin. And therefore, you should intervene, catch the truma in a whatever vessel you have, even if it's tame, and stop up the hole and prevent it from going down, and you'll make the truma tame, but at least the chulin will be saved. The truma is no worse off, because it would have become tame anyway, and the chulin is at least saved. And that is the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua in our Mishnah. We will have another case in the next Mishnah, and then Rabbi Yoshua will summarize his opinion in Mishnah Yud Aleph.